Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There it is, 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. We are the Old School crew. We are brought to you by the Mercado, and it is pick 'em time, Big Ten style. Obviously, the headliner with the Big Ten big noon kickoff is going to be out there in Happy Valley. We'll do that one. That's the easiest one. We obviously just saw Ohio State up close and personal. They're going on the road at Penn State. This is the if there ever is a time I'm predicting this. James Franklin loses this game, he gone. Not fired. He's going to find somewhere else to work. If there's ever a time that he can make a, this is it for him. He's not going to get many more chances.
Is that statement truth if your quarterback's healthy and you feel like you're at your best and playing Ohio State rather than
compromised
and having an out and an excuse?
I think he's done with the excuses. I think they're, well, that is a legitimate excuse.
Right? Especially because Aller's been playing well.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, they've changed their offensive philosophy.
And it doesn't end a lot. This is a rare season where losing to Ohio State doesn't end their season.
Oh, they're still in the mix. So right. They're playing with house money.
Yeah. They've got two hiccups and still will get into the playoffs.
But he needs a signature victory bad.
Well, he needs to beat everybody, not Ohio State.
Yeah.
Right. Who else is on their schedule left in the season? That really you kind of circle and go, is there a Michigan, Oregon?
This is it. They play Ohio State. Mm-hmm. They play Washington. Mm-hmm. At Purdue. That's a scrimmage. Mm-hmm. At Minnesota, mm-hmm. It'll be tough sledding. Then they'll mm-hmm. pull away late. Mm-hmm. Then they play Maryland.
No. So
this is it.
No, I mean, well, I mean, you know.
For him personally, not for Penn State.
Washington's the real one. Right.
That's going to be. You can't, if you happen to lose this game, my pick is Ohio State. If he happens to lose this game, you can't have a hangover against Washington.
Wouldn't that be absolutely the most James Franklin thing is to beat Ohio State finally?
And then the press conference would be legendary.
And then burp against Washington.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then lose to Maryland, and then Mike Locksley buys all the last bushels of Maryland blue crab.
He gives himself another 3 years.
Yeah, another 3 years. Oh, I'm picking Ohio State. Who you guys got?
I have wavered on this because a part of me wants all of them at one loss to create some end of season chaos. I don't want anybody like I want Oregon to take 1-2. Mm-hmm. So the thing is to root for Ohio State so that Penn State
has one,
and it validates Nebraska.
Yeah,
it validates Nebraska, saying okay, it wasn't just luck. You didn't catch the lightning in a bottle. You actually played up to the level of a playoff caliber team late in the season. Like it, I think that matters. So. I'm going to say Buckeyes just because they look the part. Austin?
I'm going to say Ohio State because I can't trust Penn State. They haven't done it. They haven't done it since 2016. Yeah. 2016 is the last time they did it. I would love to pick Penn State because that defense is legit. If Aller's healthy, he's good enough to win them the game. Will he be the reason? No, but he'll avoid mistakes, I think, for the most part. I see this one being pretty low scoring. I don't think this gets into Bama, Georgia territory. I think these two defenses are legit right now.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State, yeah, maybe searching a little bit more than Penn State is, but still a lot of athletes, a lot of good players out there. I want to pick Penn State because I would love to see the first, you know, 12-team playoff have Ohio State go on the road. I just don't think it happens. I can't pick against Ohio State when Penn State hasn't proven it recently.
Guys, let me ask you this, because it is a part, right, that some of these first-round playoff games are going to be on campus. And Captain Chaos and me is fully intrigued by the idea of all of those big, terrible weather cities. Like, I kind of want, right? Making them play at the Horseshoe in brutal weather whoever it is, right? Just going.
Send them to Columbus, to Ames, right. to Provo.
It ain't the weather. Right.
Oh, Provo in January.
Ames Provo. Got that smell.
Oh, no.
You smell like ass.
You going to Provo in January.
They got cow manure up
no,
there, too?
No, you got all kinds of cold.
Oh, yeah.
You have the real, hey, man. We put heaters.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Let's, you know, going to Happy Valley wouldn't be fun either. Going to Happy Valley in January, not a piece of cake. So, yeah.
All three for Ohio State?
Yeah.
We'll bounce around here. I mean, there's no reason to do Northwestern at Purdue.
No.
Right? That's just
Cats.
No. That's not even weird.
No.
I guess an intriguing game is at 11, more or less, just to, I guess, to validate Nebraska again. Minnesota at Illinois. Well, I'm going to pick Illinois.
I'm seeing Minnesota by three.
Yeah, they're favored.
How is Minnesota favored on the road at Illinois?
Well, that's why
it's the P.J. Fleck effect.
I'm surprised that Minnesota's finest went immediately to Illinois.
Because if Illinois wins, that's better for Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm picking Illinois for that reason.
Okay.
I'm fully expecting Minnesota to probably end up beating them by like 10 points somehow, some way, and it'd be the ugliest 10-point victory. It's going to be a P.J. Fleck victory.
It's kind of weird to not have Minnesota on the Nebraska schedule and be pre-mad about how that game goes.
This is the time of year. This is the time of year that Illinois, when they fade. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's always at home. Mm-hmm. Remember when was it Mel Tucker? They just got in a fight with Michigan, right? Mm-hmm. And they went down there and mollywhopped them dudes.
Illinois probably should have won the Big Ten West last year. Let slip. I think they win. I think it's tight.
All right. Let's go to the next game. This is going to be one here, considering how they played against Iowa. Indiana at Michigan State.
I don't think it's close.
The backup quarterback.
Yeah, I think
he's out. I think they're going to hold him out again, right?
I saw he was trending to play, but it wouldn't shock me if they hold him out.
Indiana defensively, I just think they're just better enough that Michigan State doesn't have enough.
You're right, because Michigan State doesn't have enough offensive prowess.
Yeah, it just...
Right, where Washington, the first play of the game, you just throw a pick six, like, damn, we just got off the bus.
On a screen.
I'm sitting there like, damn, man, like, just imagine being over there, just get some Gatorade. Oh, we're going to run like a little running back take. Nope, we're going to do screen. Here you go. Defense up, field goal block.
Yep.
Game over. You could have just said, you know what? Hey, I'll see you. Thanks for it. We're going to get home. We're going to head home. I'm going to pick Indiana. They're going to keep rolling, man. I think the game's going to be tighter than what people think, though. I think it's going to be a one possession game, especially if the backup quarterback plays, because I do not think that they'll be able to run the ball for a half straight like they were against Washington. Michigan State's defense is pretty salty. They're tough. They're just offense.
Where's the game?
At Michigan State.
Yep, East Lansing. What's it, yet?
Yeah, it's so silly.
Grass is, you know, they're watering their grass right now, too.
It's probably ankle high already. Oh,
just to let you know.
So petty.
Sparty
is so petty.
Oh, for sure.
So petty. I'm still going to say Hoosiers.
Yeah. You got Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoosiers by low double digits.
This other game right here is, normally this would be a game for the Big Ten West, is Wisconsin at 6, prime time, Wisconsin at Iowa.
Why would you put that on national TV this year?
I have no idea.
Because your other choice is USC Washington.
I would still.
I would have moved. I would have moved Nebraska or Oregon at Michigan. Right, right. Are they not allowed to play?
Well, they have the CBS window now, so that's why Oregon, Michigan's there. Yeah.
No, move the Huskers game. Let that be. At least that's interesting.
Wisconsin and Iowa. Who you got?
Oh,
this is a hard game. I'm just gonna go. You know what? I'm picking Iowa just because is they at home.
I'm picking Wisconsin because I'm never gonna pick Iowa.
I'm gonna pick Iowa.
I'm never picking Iowa.
I don't know. Iowa's got a real good running attack. I don't know how they've been
in
scoring
a meaningful game. I'm never picking the Hawkeyes.
I mean, Iowa scored 40 points, 32 points, 40 against Washington, or 20, excuse me, Michigan State.
DP, I'm gonna light you up Monday when
Spartan. I'm gonna pick Iowa.
I probably should.
I'm picking pick Iowa, hoping Wisconsin wins.
I probably should pick Iowa, but give me Wisconsin on the road. Iowa didn't gain anything after Northwestern. They didn't show anything. The way they lost to Michigan State is not.
It was not great. Yeah.
It was not great, not good at all. Wisconsin was 1 point shy of Penn State through three quarters. Bad fourth quarter. It's part of the game. I get it. But 52-6, 42-7, 23-3 against Purdue, Rutgers, Northwestern. Bad teams. Wisconsin looked good in them. I think they're building enough confidence that I have the upset on the road.
How's that taste?
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Poor.
Yeah, I was going to say, to have the Iowa Kool-Aid on your mouth, that's got to taste terrible.
I picked Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm going with him.
All right.
No, I'm changing.
Also doesn't feel
I'm great. Changing. Okay. I'm changing. I'm going Wisconsin.
Yeah, bump I was going to say, you know.
Yeah, it was, man. Yeah. It might be early onset COVID or something. Yep. All right, here we go. We got Oregon.
Yeah, that's been
said. New version.
Hey, right.
I got a new version over here. Right. I got Oregon at Michigan. Oregon's favored by 14.5 points. Who you got?
I need for Oregon to light them up. I need for them to foghorn, leghorn, take Michigan out back and paddle that behind. I need, this is the one, this is the humility, the great humbling of Go Big Blue.
Take
them out, back and embarrass them on national TV. That's what I want from this.
But is that what happens?
Yes.
And that's who you're picking.
Like I'm picking the Ducks, man.
Who are you picking, Austin?
What's the last time Oregon went to the Big House? Anyone remember?
It was Dennis Dixon.
2007.
Hey, Michigan. Cold-blooded, slew-footed slanger, too.
The loss to App State. 39-7 Ducks. Let's see part two.
You guys are picking the Ducks.
Paddle. Paddle that.
You're behind. Picking the Ducks?
Not by the spread.
No, but you're picking the Ducks.
I got Oregon.
I am.
You are.
Yes, I am.
You are not.
I'm picking Michigan.
No, you're not.
Jay Foreman thinks Michigan won the national title in 97. You heard
no, I'm picking. Hold on. I didn't finish. I'm picking Michigan to cover. I'm picking Oregon to win.
14.5
So you and
points.
I agree.
Yes.
You and I agree.
Here's why I like Michigan's going to cover. I do not like Dan Lanning. He has a great story, and you've seen it. It is a great story. It's commendable. I do not like smiley dude up there that tries to say he's not for clicks, and you are for the clicks. If you coach at Oregon, you're for clicks. But I think Michigan is going to take them to a class of 9-on-7 that they have not seen before. So the game will not be 15 points. Oregon will win because they have too much firepower. Michigan's got a heck of a defense, but it's not enough defense. Oregon will win. Michigan will cover.
This is where the
but I would not be mad if Oregon just accidentally won by 27 points.
So the spread is 14.5.
Yeah.
The over under is 44.5. So the math says that you would expect a 30-14 Oregon win to cover the over and the spread, right? That's how that math. That if the over under is 45 and you expect Oregon to win by more than two touchdowns, 14.5 points. Yeah. That somewhere around there that Oregon's going to hold Michigan to two touchdowns and put up 30 points. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a 16-point win. I would rather have it be 17 plus. So 31-14 is my target.
Will Johnson still out?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. But they play good D up there.
They do. A couple studs.
And I think they'll just run the ball to kind of to condense the game.
Yeah, I
think eventually Oregon will blow them out. Hopefully.
So I'm going to – this is a game that I think Oregon comes out – if Oregon comes out and scores two touchdowns in the first quarter, it's over. If Michigan can drag them into the mud, I do think Michigan still has enough of that championship DNA and strength that if it's a rock fight, up through halftime, Michigan can lean on Oregon a little bit. So if I'm Oregon, I have to get out to a fast start.
I always play with the over under and the points, because with Nebraska 6.5, the over under 39.5, you're telling me the Huskers win at 23-17.
I was thinking it's going to be 31-13.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
You played UCLA, right?
No. I don't think. No, that was the year before I got there.
You? Yeah. Okay.
They always got talent. They got dudes. I watched them. They got some good couple guys. They play good. They're rolling right now. We just got to tackle well. I'm going 31-13 Huskers on that game.
He's going the over and the spread.
Yeah.
Austin, if the over-under is 39.5 and the Huskers 6.5 point favorites.
Yeah, sounds
again,
about right.
Again, I go with the number 23-17. Huskers get two scores, three field goals, 23 points. They hold UCLA to two touchdowns and a field goal. 23-17 is what they expect.
So there are two ways for this Nebraska game to go. Either it goes like Purdue 2 years ago or Colorado this year. UCLA makes no effort to run the ball. If Nebraska can keep them one-dimensional, obviously that's a help. But if UCLA comes out of nowhere with a Devin Mockabee performance, oh boy.
No.
No. It can't happen. Can't afford it to happen.
Right. Like,
it ain't happening.
I think the Huskers win.
31-13.
Okay. What other games?
27-10.
What
27-10? This is my favorite game right here. Pittsburgh at SMU.
We skipping USC Washington, the Big Ten?
Do you really want to talk about that? You got two programs. You got first of all, I love
this.
I'm just going to
tell you. You said Big Ten picks. We didn't listen, get to the Big Ten.
We're going to be in November. We didn't even do a Northwestern Purdue.
Northwestern.
You're the only one that participated in that. Lincoln Riley doesn't get any love for me because of that brisket he put out on Thanksgiving.
Jed Fish is coaching this game, Jay.
I was just about to say, Jed Fish, I'm disappointed on his clock management. But you know what? Since you want to do it, we'll do the game. USC at Washington, right?
Yep.
I'm picking Washington. Just because I know Jed Fish knows how to cook a better brisket. Because I've had it before.
In Seattle. Washington's got something to prove. Huskies, baby. UW.
I will say this.
The real UW.
If Lincoln Riley loses.
Whew, we got 3 weeks till Thanksgiving.
He ain't making it.
I'm saying.
They might have a new coach by the time Nebraska plays him. It's six.
USC with a 2.5 point favorite. The over-under is 55.5.
No, defense is optional.
55.5. So we're expecting a 28-27 is what they're expecting the party to be. at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And if field goals come into play, I'm going to lean towards the Huskies.
I'm picking Washington.
Who do you want to show up next? Do you want USC beaten to show up, or do you want USC on a win streak to show up?
Oh, since it's Lincoln Riley, I just want them beaten.
Yeah.
I want them to get beat by Washington. Yeah. I want him to have to deal with it all by week. And then I want the Huskers to go out there and beat the brakes off him then.
He sounds like Robert De Niro from the FBI movie where he goes, I want them.
I want their family dead.
Like he's going through right. it.
I want USC.
Jay was feeling that right
I
now.
I want USC destroyed.
All right.
I want them annihilated up there in Washington. That's special. Just straight annihilated. It's
special.
Obliterated off the planet.
Special run like out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want that dry brisket that you said like this.
And you present. want them to limp into next week's game.
Yeah. I want dudes in the portal. Okay. I want dudes making business decisions.
Yeah.
You know what? This is just not for me.
Yeah. And you kind of want Hollywood to not show up.
Well, Snoop ain't gonna be there.
Right? Like you want Hollywood to go, nah, dog. We can be cool.
I want Lynn Swan calling in a favor.
Like, I want Will Ferrell to just go, no. No, I'm not coming.
I got to do a couple commercials again. I got a couple Christmas commercials I got to
do. I'm not available. This is not happening.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk about this. My game I like is there's two interesting games a little bit later. 6:45, Kentucky at Tennessee.
Mm.
We've seen Kentucky ruin Lane Kiffin's game. Pittsburgh at SMU. Who would have thought? And it's on the ACC network. Dang. That's cold, right? But anyway, those two games carry a lot of weight. Can Kentucky rain on Tennessee's parade? This is about the game. I got a lot of friends that play at Tennessee. This is about the game that they lose. And then they're like, you know what? We need a new coach. They do it all the time. Mm. Phillip Fulmer, you went to the SEC championship last year. You ain't winning. You got to go. Then they brought in the dude from his dad was a coach. Dooley, Derek Dooley. Remember Derek Dooley?
Yeah.
Hey, Austin, were you watching sports there with Derek Dooley against Alabama?
Yeah.
Do you remember that the field goal?
Yeah.
And he just threw the headset off and left.
Well, you know where he got it from? He got it from Vince Dooley. He got it from Vince.
Derek
Vince
Dooley
was prolific.
If texters, can you text in the video of Derek Dooley throwing off his headset? It might have been one of the funniest things ever. Good. He hit that locker room so quick. And the way the headset came off, it was magical. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, DP also. We'll be right back.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.